CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Mike Vogel, WashCaps.com, covers the Capitals, who lost in a shootout last night, 4-3 to the Minnesota Wild. That was their first shootout of the season, believe it or not. I thought the Caps played pretty well, Mike. Just didn't finish the game, and Minnesota kept coming late. What'd you think of getting one out of those 2 points at home?
Yeah, I agree with you, Grant. I thought that was probably, of the four games that they played since coming out of the holiday break, that was arguably the best 60 minutes that they played. But it's one of the two games that they weren't able to win during that stretch. You know, a couple of times they had the lead. I thought it was a little bit criminal that they came out of the first period down a goal, because I thought the first period was their best period. Second was okay too, but yeah, the third, the biggest problems were the shorthanded goal, obviously, in the last minute of the first that they gave up that put them down a goal. But you know, they battle back and get Ovi's power play goal. That's a crucial moment of the game to cash in on the double minor there. And then when you get the Marty Fervari goal, you're thinking, man, this is a great story. This guy has been bleeding for this team for the last 2 weeks, pretty much every night. And for him to get the go-ahead goal in the third period, his first goal of the season, what a great story. And then, of course, the tying goal and the shootout comes right after that. It's unfortunate, but you know, you look at the bright side, they did get a point. For me, the bright side was it took half a season to get to the shootout. I'm not a big fan. I think that was the deepest they've ever gone into the season without having a shootout. But now, you know, they turn their attention to the homestand finale and the Rangers tomorrow, and a couple more home games this week. They got some home cooking ahead of them, which I think should benefit them. They've, if I'm not mistaken, I think they're 4-0-2 in their last six at home right now.
So, folks, you mentioned that shorthanded goal, and I love Charlie Lindgren just as much as the next man, and he's having a nice season in terms of saving the puck, but to me, he's lost his playing the puck privileges. That's a couple times now over the span of a few weeks. I forget who the first one to, where he just literally swept it into his own net. But last night, that shorthanded goal was very avoidable. That wasn't some odd man rush or a breakdown. That was just a bad play by Lindgren, and I'm sure he feels terrible about it. But I'd have to change some procedures there if I'm Coach Carbs and everybody that's in charge. I just have to do something different. I can't let him be as aggressive and comfortable as he wants to be until further notice.
Yeah, Danny, that's a tough one to give up, especially, you know, last minute of the period, all that. Just circumstantially, it's a brutal time for a mistake like that. And you're right, he I'm sure felt bad about it. And the gaffe that you're referring to, the other one was, I think it was November 26th. It was in Tampa. It was the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, there you go.
But both games, I give him credit. He didn't that game in Tampa. They actually wound up winning that game, and he did that. I want to say it was midway through the third period. It was the go ahead goal at that point. So they managed to come back and win that one. I mean, you can't just unfortunately you can't just rein in a goalie's puck playing privileges. You kind of need him back there to set the table and to make the right plays at the right times, which obviously Charlie didn't do last night. You know, and that's the thing. Not every goalie in the league has the puck playing skills of a Braden Holtby, or even a guy that we saw in Detroit over the weekend. Alex Lyon, I thought, was really good in that game, the only game the Caps did not pull points in over the last week. But you know, I think typically I don't think either Logan Thompson or Charlie Lindgren are among the top puck playing goaltenders in the NHL, but they typically do a good enough job. And again, it's sort of like a good defenseman. All you want is to not get noticed when you do that. When you go out and play the puck, you just want it to be a clean touch. Do what you need to do and get back in the crease. And obviously that was the furthest thing from what happened last night.
46 games remain for the Capitals. Last night was game 38. Alex Ovechkin has 18 goals. He's played just 22 games. Vogue's at 39 years old. He's scoring at the fastest, best rate he ever has in his illustrious career. First of all, he's only 23 away from Gretzky. How much of a chance do you give him to get there?
I mean, I think he's got a real legitimate chance of getting there before the end of the season. I think if he doesn't miss too much time or doesn't miss any more time, I think he's got a realistic chance. And I think, you know, if the team can get rolling a little bit, I think that's going to help him, because I think that's actually what's at the root of his him playing so well this year, scoring so many goals. If you think about the beginning of last season, the whole team was scuffling to score, so it was easy to just for the opposing teams to sort of key on him and let whomever else might be able to find a puck to the back of the net. Go ahead, knock yourselves out. This year, they've had such a – I mean, I think they're one of only two teams in the league right now that's sitting with 4-15 goal scorers. It's them and the Tampa Bay Lightning. So when you've got a few other weapons that other teams have to pay attention to, it gives the greatest goal scorer of all time a little more time, a little more space, maybe some better opportunities. And I think he still hasn't even, to me, hasn't looked like he did before the injury in coming back. It's only been four games. It's going to take, I think, a little bit of time. But I just think that the way this team plays and the opportunities he gets and the way the power play is going right now, 23 goals in 46 games is absolutely doable for him.
Folks, thank you as always.
Thanks, fellas. Thanks for having me. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Good, folks.